Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Billah, Hazrat Abdas, Hazrat Ma'ana, Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtustab, Muhammad Akhtustab, Muhammad Akhtustab, Nawar Allahumma Qadahu. The title is Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna.
Hey, isi tara hasr mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Hey, isi tara hasr mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abadiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. Meri abadiyat pe ya rab, ye tera fazl karna. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat, kabhi giri aao bukara hai, kabhi aah sar jabalna. Kabhi giri aao buka hai, kabhi aah sar jabalna. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zis ka sahara. Meri zindagi, zindagi ka haasil, meri zis ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang jinj dar pe marna. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Ye teri, ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zis ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye tera jazb pinha. Mera nalae nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna. میرا نالا ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیری شان جلب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحابت جو ملی کوئی کسی کو اخوتل، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، this beautiful poem of our dada Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, which explains to us the object of our coming here to the Khanqa, and why do we sit in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the importance of it. So the title of the poem is Tere Aashiqo Me Jina Tere Aashiqo Me Marna, to love with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to die with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means throughout our life to stay in their company, in their sohbet. Or it can mean that to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will stay with them, we will learn how to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will learn how to break our desires, to kill ourselves when we stay in their company against our desires. Everyone has got desires, but how will a person break his desires and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this will come in the sohbet and company of the ashiqs and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, Hey, iti tarah temum rah temum rah temum kin teri rah se guzarna. This is the way to, it is possible to cross the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. That at times the person will make sabr, and sometimes the person will have to make shukr. In our life, there are, at the present moment, one of two conditions. Either we are going through some good conditions, so in that time a person will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is going through difficult conditions, he will make sabr. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayh once told some of his close murids, he used to tell his murids, you see, in today's time to make lot of mujahada and sacrifice like the people of the past, is not so easy. So he said, I'm showing you a very simple way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in a person's life, one is the past. So whatever we've done wrong in the past, we make tawbah. Whenever you think of a guna or a sin, we have not been created to think of our gunas and sins, but sometimes the thought comes, or pride comes into a person, and immediately start thinking of your past life. What kind of life I led? So you make tawbah for your past. Then you say, for the future, you have many fears. That maybe this will happen, maybe that will happen. So at that time, ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. A'udhu Billah. Seek Allah Ta'ala's protection. And at the present moment, either you are in a good condition or in difficult conditions. If you're in a good condition, alhamdulillah. Just make shukr all the time. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And if you are in difficult conditions, read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. That we to Allah we belong. We only normally read the dua when somebody passes away.
But this dua must be read at all times. Whenever any halat goes, a fun pricks a person also, you can read this dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's a very wonderful dua. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah has given a beautiful explanation of this here. That when a person says this dua, the meaning of it is, Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means I can't make any shikayat, I can't complain, because I'm the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, like, for example, somebody passed away. So now that person is crying so much. So when he reads the dua, Inna lillahi, realize, I've got no right to complain. And another gave a beautiful example. A person has got a double story house. So some furniture is downstairs. So the boss tells the worker, take this one sofa of mine and take it upstairs. And leave the other furniture here. So he says, doesn't make sense. Why must I take one up? You'll be all alone there. Rather leave it all together. So he says, I'm the boss. I can tell you what, it's my house, how I want it. But don't worry, today I'm taking this one sofa up, tomorrow I'll take the next one, the next third day I'll take the next one. Soon all of these sofas will be upstairs, all the chairs will be upstairs. So this is similarly, Allah Ta'ala takes one person away, somebody is crying so much. So when you say, Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I'm taking one person today, tomorrow I'll take the next person, then I'll take the next person, I'll join all of you people up there. So this is the hakimiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is showing He's the most powerful. We've got no right to complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody passed away, and he gives this beautiful example. So he says, for example, a mother is going on, she's going for Umrah with her whole family, 8 children, 9 children. They are sitting in the aeroplane, and while the plane is just before it's leaving, she starts counting her children, and she sees one child is missing. So now she's parashan, she's worried, now what happened to my child? So somehow they managed to contact her sister who was at the airport also. She phones her, she says, you know, your son, when he went, were going through the customs, he ran out and he came to me. Don't worry, I've got him, he's safe here. You continue on your journey. You go for 2 weeks for Umrah. After you come back from Umrah, I've got him safe here. You don't need to worry about him. You're coming back just now, and then you'll find him quite safe here, you'll meet again. So this says in the same way, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, you are living in this dunya. We've taken your one companion away. They by us now at the moment for a few days. And as soon as you finish your journey in this dunya, and you're coming back, you're also coming back to us. Then we'll reunite you people together. So in here, Allah Ta'ala gives tasalli to the heart of a person. He makes the person happy. Don't worry, you're coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to reward you there. We'll reunite you people there. So the first part of the dua is, we belong to Allah Ta'ala. We've got no right to object. And the second part of the dua is, Allah makes us happy also. Don't worry, it's for a short while. And then after that, you will join up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So any halat, any condition goes in a person's life, we read the dua. And not only one time, but keep reading the dua. It removes the grief and sorrow from a person. And the Quran Sharif actually mentions special virtue for this dua. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim wa rahmah. Allah Ta'ala special mercy and general mercy is upon a person who will recite this dua at the time of difficulty. So whenever a person has got difficulty, problems in life, some loss we have gone through, so much as the Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that even after a long time, and a person thinks of this problem and difficulty, and he reads the dua, same sawab you'll get as the first time when he went through the problem. It comes in certain narrations like that. So this dua, we make it common on our tongue, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, for any halat and conditions a person is going through. So anyhow, Hazrat says here, that Allah Ta'ala, sometimes we will come to you by making sabr, and other times we will come to you by making shukr, by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these qualities have to come within ourselves. Then Hazrat says here, Ye teri raza me jina, ye teri raza me marna, meri abadiyat par ya Rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. That Allah Ta'ala, for me to live in your happiness and to die in your happiness, it means to obey every command of yours and to stay away from every disobedience of yours. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this abadiyat and this servitude of mine is only your fazl, is only your grace. Whatever good action I am doing is only by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If it wasn't for the fadl and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody's tazkiyah would ever have taken place. It is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever Allah ta'ala wants, and Allah ta'ala grant him tawfiq. Just to come in the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to come for i'tikaf, is that our own kamal and perfection? It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqadam, utaye jati hai. This leg doesn't lift up itself, it is lifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has brought us here. So this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr to Allah ta'ala. Any good action we do is only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever goodness comes to a person, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Any harm comes to a person, immediately attribute it to yourself. It is my weakness, my guna, my sin, I'm an idiot, I'm a foolish person, I've done so much of wrong. But any goodness comes to a person, immediately attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُنَا إِذْرِ سَانْدَلَوِي رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ in this ayat of the Quran, وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. That when the people will enter Jannah, they will say, if it wasn't for Allah's hidayat and guidance, we would never have got hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will praise them. Allah ta'ala will say, تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This jannah you got because of the actions which you did. But we attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will say, no, my brothers, you did it. You. And the day a person feels, I am doing, I did it. Then Allah ta'ala says, you lie. I gave you the tawfiq, I gave you the ability to do so. You never did anything from your own side. So never ever attribute anything to ourselves. Whatever good comes, always attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi aastiko ka shewa, yahi aastiko ki aadat. Kabhi kiriya wa buka hai. Kabhi aahe sard barna. This is the manner and the path of the aastiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That at times they will be crying, thinking of their gunas and their sins, or thinking of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what favors of Allah ta'ala, and I could never fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we ever fulfill one right, one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So at that time they will be crying in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they will be saying, ah, from the bottom of their heart, ah, Ya Allah, how I spent my life. Ya Allah, your favors upon me are so great. And how, what a nimak haram I am. An ungrateful person. The way I am loving my life. How, what wrong things I am doing. So this is the habit of the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even after doing good actions, they never regard the good actions. I fulfilled the haqq of ibadat. I have done a very Ramadan, I did so much of ibadat. But they cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, where could I ever fulfill your right? Actually, my actions are bi'adabi, is disrespect. I can never fulfill what really are we doing. Once one of our elders, somebody was making khidmat of them, like it was Hazratani rahmatullahi. So the person didn't know how to make khidmat properly. So he was taking the fan, and then he gave Hazrat a couple of shots also while he was fanning him. So then Hazrat explained to the people thereafter that this is our form of our ibadat. So sometimes we think we are doing ibadat, but we are actually doing bi'adabi and disrespect. So we think we are giving comfort to the sheikh. I remember once there was one Buzru here many years ago, and he stayed in the madrasa. So one person every night used to come and massage his head, make khidmat for him. So he never said anything. On the last night, when some other brother came, and he really knew the art of massaging. So then he massaged, the pious person told him that, MashaAllah, today I got a good massage. You see, some people come, and we have to make their khidmat. We have to keep quiet, we have to make sabr. So Allah Ta'ala wants to raise our ranks by means of this year. So sometimes we think we are doing good, but we are actually disrespectful. We are doing wrong. So even in our ibadat, sometimes we think we are our read and what a good namaz they read. But actually it's disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way we read our salat, or make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So this will be the habit of the ashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No pride comes into them, but they start crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi iski alamat, yahi iski zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guarantee of love. There are times a person has zikr on his tongue and at times he is thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. This is a sign that a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a guarantee. He is thinking, because automatically whoever you love, you start thinking of that person, you remember that person. Man ahabba shay'an akthara zikrahu. Whoever loves something, then he makes abundance of zikr of that. He thinks of that in great abundance. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, What is? وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered alone, people are speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those people who don't have iman in akhirat, in the year after, their heart cringe, their heart becomes constricted, they become upset. Why are you speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They feel upset. They want to stop the zikr of Allah ta'ala, stop the zikr of Allah ta'ala. But وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Anything else besides Allah ta'ala is spoken about, people are happy. And you speak about sports, you speak about politics, you speak about anything. Once we went for a janazah, and unfortunately many times in janazahs it happens, after the janazah people are sitting, then their meals are served also, and then people start talking all about dunya. So while we're sitting there, so people are speaking about investments and all of these things. So then myself, my brother were there, so we said, let's speak something about deen. Start in a nice way, put something in about deen. So we just, the minute we started speaking about deen, Then one brother said, hey, it's too late already. He woke up, he started going now. All the time, people were speaking about dunya, it was nothing at all. But the minute we started speaking about deen, everyone made excuses, and quickly they woke up and they started going away. So this is a very sad sign that a person, Allah says, those who don't believe in akhirat, their hearts cringe, they don't like when you spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or deen. But anything else, a person is comfortable. This is a sign of the weakness of iman. We have to make such an effort that we must feel comfortable when deen is spoken about. And anything of dunya is spoken about, we don't feel nice about it. We feel uncomfortable about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. So much so, Rabia Basriya, one day some people are speaking about dunya in front of one. All the time speaking bad about dunya. So we have to speak about dunya, we have to speak about dunya and the evil of it, so it comes in our heart. But she said that you people, it seems you got love of dunya in your heart. Why are you all the time speaking about dunya, the mazammat of dunya? You speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, like example, a person doesn't like to go to the toilet, speak about excreta. Dunya is like excreta. So a person doesn't speak about it all the time. Out of necessity, you speak about it, how you must go, make istinja, etc. But you don't make the object all the time you're speaking about that day. So this is, it's a sign that you've got love for it, that's why you're speaking about it all the time. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zis ka sahara, teri aashiko me jina, teri aashiko me marna. The sum total of my life and support of my existence is living amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how our whole life must be. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, ask you for your love. Wa hubba may yuhibbuk. And the love of those people who love you. Wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. And those actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make this dua a lot. Great abundance. And the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Quran Sharif actually mentions about them. Tawaffani musliman wa alhaqni bis salihin. Let me die as a Muslim. And let me join me always in the company of the Salihin and the righteous and pious people. So actually the ulama, even Surah Fatiha, every day we're reading, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah guide us on the right path, the path of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sohbat has a very great effect in a person's life. Always stay in the company of the righteous. This must be the sum total of our life. We will always stay in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere singe dar pe marna. I never have any idea at all, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was your love. I learned from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to die at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sacrifice my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I stayed in their company, then I learned who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how I must sacrifice myself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadaqa. Mere jaan na tawa ka tere gham par sabr karna. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this body of mine which is so weak, so useless, that a person can actually have the ability to bear the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some ulama say it's the reason why we're made of sand, because in sand things can grow. In fire destroys things. So shaitan is made of fire. So the jinnat cannot actually get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels also cannot get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're made of light. And light can't grow. But sand can grow. Things can grow in sand. Trees and huge things can come out from sand. So the love of Allah, the only insan is the only being who can get within himself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he is made. Our bodies are so weak, but we can take in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our bodies. This is the great fadl and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where is the Quran Sharif? For us just to bear the Quran Sharif, how many layers of Nur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden in the Quran Sharif? Otherwise, if the Quran Sharif directly we have to see, it will be completely destroyed. If a person has to see one aspect also of akhirat, Jannah, Jahannam, perhaps the person will die out of shock, because how great the ni'mat of Jannah and fearful Jahannam is. And imagine a person seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran Sharif, Kaaba Sharif, all of these are very, very powerful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered them in layers so that the human beings can take benefit from them. So anyhow, just for a person to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye tera jazbe pinha, mere nala e nadamat tere singa dar pe karna. This also Allah ta'ala is a favor of yours. And it's your jazb, you are pulling us, your hidden pull towards us. When we start crying, and the tears come out from our eyes, and we feel like we have wasted our life, we have made so much of guna, so much of sin. What wrong lives we have lived. This is actually a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah ta'ala is actually pulling us towards Him. So we think I'm crying, I'm feeling bad, but actually Allah ta'ala loves us. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. That is why they will come for certain majalis, they will come for gatherings, come to the pious people, because Allah loves them. So don't they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah loves them, Allah is pulling them. So that is why automatically they will start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter. And then Hazrat says here, Mera har khata pe rona, yehi meri talafi, teri rahmato ka sadaka, mera jurm af karna. That whenever I make a guna in a sin, then the only way I can come out of it is to cry over my sins. Whatever wrongs I have done, continue crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is your kindness, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you forgive our sins. And how Allah ta'ala so easily forgives. The minute a person in his heart also, in this gathering now, if a person has lived a life of evil, at the minute he makes tawbah, Ya Allah, I lived a very wrong life, evil life, Allah please forgive me. Straight away, Allah has forgiven him. His whole past life is forgiven. He's a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's starting off at zero now. Now only continue on that day. And if he falls again he makes tawbah. And every day we fall, that is why our mashayikh say that if we can, every night before sleeping, a person must make tawbah. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Even if we know tomorrow we'll fall into a sin, then make dua, Ya Allah, you help and assist me. And the next day again you make tawbah. Even if you pass away in that condition, you only got one day of guna in your life. Because you've made tawbah already for the past, your whole past life. So everything is forgiven. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes tawbah, Allah immediately is ready to forgive a person. Only we must go forward and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person cries, when we cry over our gunas and our sins, we are actually washing away our sins and our wrongs. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every guna of ours, Allah ta'ala is prepared to forgive it. So much so, a person committed 100 years of gunas and sins, shirk, and the last moment of his life, he said, La ilaha illallah, and he passed away. Allah ta'ala will forgive. And sometimes how Allah's mercy, in Egypt, one taxi driver was going, so one person came to him and said, help me please, my mother is very sick, I have to take her to the hospital. So no problem, so she jumped into the car, he took his mother and put her in the car, and they're driving. While they're driving, he said, stop, she's gone very bad, let me go to the chemist and get some medication from there. No problem. So he went to the chemist. The taxi driver sees the mother, she's starting going to Sakarat, about to leave. So he went to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So she read Kalima and she passed away. He was so happy. So when the person came back, he said, what happened? He said, your mother passed away. But you're so fortunate, glad tidings. She read Kalima and passed away. He said, what do you mean Kalima? We Christians. We're not even Muslims. But if Allah wanted to give hidayah to the end of her life, she read Kalima, she looked at him and she passed away in this year. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, whenever we make gunas and sins, the person must cry over this year. And Hazrat says, Teri shan e jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. Meri jaan o dil ka tujhpu, hama wakna wakna wakt yaad karna. This is a sign of Allah ta'ala pulling us towards Him. That at every moment, physically also and in our heart, we are thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So throughout this, Hazrat is saying, whatever we are doing, whatever dhikr we are making, is only the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nazir says, Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usi aagaya hai jina, usi aagaya hai marna. Whoever has the company of any ahlullah, any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who has got his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we stay in their company, this person learns how to love, and this person learns how to die. But it means his whole life he learns, how must a person live his life, how must he become a human being, that's living and dying. But the other meaning of Hazrat is mentioned, he learns how to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally to obey Allah ta'ala, the whole ummah, mashallah, people call the jazbah, they hear fazail, they get the desire. But to abstain from guna and sin, this is actually the quality of the siddiqeen. The person abstains from guna and sin. And this is where normally people fall and they slip. We can't abstain from it. So by sitting in the sohbat of the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get the courage within ourselves. And our elders mentioned that a person to stay away from guna by staying in their company, when we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to stay away from guna doesn't become easy, it becomes enjoyable. The person actually enjoys staying away from sin. So this is the great benefit of sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq that throughout our life, make it binding upon ourselves. that you must stay in the sohbat and the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if possible, minimum at least once a week, your majalis takes place, wherever we are, whichever areas we are, go and sit in their company, hold firm unto them, inshallah, indeed, there is safety for our deen, for our akhirat, for our qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us to make amal.